Okay, boy, say today's daf is daf yud, and we're holding five lines from the top of the Amud v'Amar Rava. We'll see shortly what the connection is between this Amar Rava and the Rava that we had yesterday, Legabi the din of Palginan Dibura. But before we get there, first Rava says Halacha Ploini Bo Al Nar Hamurasa. We have two Edom that come to Bezin and say, unfortunately, we saw Ploini Yanku. Bo al Namarasa lived together with Namarasa, and we know what the din is, that in such a case, Chas v'Shalom, they both get Skila. However, before they gave Skila, Vahuzmu, new Edom were brought to the scene and said about the first pair of Edom, how can you possibly be made the Ploini Bo al Namarasa, Imanu Hayisem, you were together with us in Chicago? Okay, so what happens now? So now we are going to inflict on that pair of Edom Zamamim what they wanted to do to the original person and Naru Marasa. And what is that? Nerogim. Kasha Zamam. Lasesh Liyachiv. We're going to give them the skila. However, the Ein Mishalmin Mamoy. But they don't have to pay any money. What money would they have had to pay because of the fact that they wanted to go and cause this Naru Marasa to be killed, Rachman al-Islan? They also wanted to terminate the marriage, and under normal circumstances, when a marriage terminates, a woman, a wife, is able to go and get a ksuba. Over here, they're going to deny her ksuba. Why are they going to deny her ksuba? Because of the fact that she sinned by living together with Pliny. So they wanted to not only cause her premature death, chas v'shalom, but also they wanted to deny her ksuba. So l'choira, they should have to go and pay her ksuba, since they're edim zalmin. Says Agimara, no, nerogen v'ein mishalmin mamayin. Now, why ein mishalmin mamayin? Here we don't have to come on to the rule of kamli bin ramine. Rashi says very simply, and you'll see this in the Gemara in a moment, why Rashi says this. Since they didn't identify in Beis Din who the Nara HaMurasa is, perhaps either they didn't know her name, they knew that she was Murasa, or even if they did know her name, they didn't bother disclosing it in Beis Din because they had no intentions of doing anything vis-a-vis her. They only wanted to go against the Ploini, who they felt was the real bad guy. Maybe the Ploini seduced her. Maybe Ploini... So obviously it was not Ma'aneser. If it was Ma'aneser, then you wouldn't go and give Skila to Nar Marasa. But because she was unidentified, it's clear that it was not their intention to deprive her of her ksuba, because they didn't even say who she is. So therefore, Ein Mishalmin Mamayin, they don't have to pay any money. On the other hand, however, says the Gemara, what happens if they say Ploini Bo Al Nar Marasa, who is Bitoishel Ploini, so they identified exactly who she was, Shprinza, the daughter of Beryl, or whoever, and therefore they wanted to not only cause her premature death, but they also wanted to go and take away her ksuba, and Vahuzmo, and it turns out they're Edom Zamin, Neherogin, Vasais Neherogin, they get Misa, again because they wanted to go and Chas v'Shalom killed the boil and the Nar Marasa. U'mishalmin Mamayin, here they do have to pay Mamayin. Now why do they have to go and pay Mamayin? Didn't we say the famous rule of Kam Leibid Ramine, you only have to go and pay one form of punishment and not two? So it says, Agimor, like we learned yesterday. We had Rav Yosef yesterday that said, Mamayin Lezeh, U'nefoshois Lezeh. When would you go and say the din of Kamdramine, only if both the nefoshes and the mamon were directed vis-a-vis one particular individual? What does that mean? Under normal circumstances, if you're talking about a nesua, a lady that was married, already had nesuan, so then she would be the one that would go and get the benefit of a ksuba if the marriage terminates. Same thing is, if Chas v'Shalom, she's found guilty of living with someone, then they're nefashos. What would be nefashos? If it's a nesua, normally it's chenek. If it's a bas koyin, it could be that it's sreifa. There's a machloikis later on in our Masechta when it says in the Torah that Bas Kohen gets Reifa, that's talking about Narusa or Nesua. But that's really not our sugya. The point is, by a case of Nesua, it would be both Momain and Nefashis, vis-a-vis the same individual. They're trying to kill the lady that was Nesua by saying that she was Mizana, and at the same time, they want to deprive her of her Ksuba. But here we're not talking about Nesua, here we're talking about a Nara Hamurasa, only Erisin. So what difference does that make? Because any Ksuba payment that would be made to her wouldn't go to her. It would go to her father, called Shvach Urim Le'aviyah. We're talking about a Nara Hamurasa. Nara Hamurasa, all of her income, all of that goes to her father. Ah, so therefore they wanted to go and kill her by identifying Bitoisha, Ploinish, Prince of the daughter of Beryl. Chas Hashalom, if we did not find out that they're Edi Hazama, we'd have killed her. That's Nefashis Lezeh. However, they wanted to deprive the father of getting a Ksuba payment. Oh, so that's why they have to pay the father, the Mamain. And Nefashis, unfortunately, they'll be Neherogin because of the fact that they were Oiver, but because they were Edom Zama. With this, Rashi enters yesterday Gemara. Well, what's yesterday's Gemara? Because Rav Yosef said yesterday, in fact, we have a situation, going back to yesterday's Gemara. Omer of Yosef, I was halfway down Tes Amid Beis. Hevi Abal Edom Shezinza. The Baal brought Edom that she was Mazan. Vehevi Av Edom Vehezin Mom. And now the father brought Edi Hazama. La Edi Habal, to be Mazan the Edi Habal. So Edi Habal and Herog and Vein Mishalman Mamain. They don't have to go and pay money. Ooh. Here it says they don't have to pay money. Here in our Gemara it said, however, they do have to pay money. Isn't that a stira? Says Rashi, it's not a stira, because yesterday's Gemara is talking about a Nesua. We're talking about a situation where at the end of the Eirusin, a year later, Wednesday evening, Lamashal, like it says in Masechtas Ksubas, then the Oris and the Arusa finally tied the knot, in the sense that they had now Nisuin. Ooh, anything post that, we have now a taina of an Nesua, no longer a taina of an Arusa. So now, if the Baal is trying to deprive her of her Ksuba, then she would get the Ksuba, because she's an Nesua. That's what the Gemara said. If they happen to be Eide Hazama, that these Eidim that told about this new Nesua, that she was Mizana, what's the din now? So they wanted to deprive her of her ksuba, and at the same, and to deprive her because she's in a suah, she's no longer b'shus ha'av. That's why Edi Ban Nerogin ve'ein Mishal Min Mamain. They don't have to pay money because of Kam Lei B'drab Minei. But once we're talking about two separate individuals, then even Rav Yosef said yesterday that Nerogin and Mishal Min Mamain Mamain B'zeh. So that's how Rashi says why there's no steer between Rav Yosef of yesterday, Rav Yosef talking about Nesua, the money would go to her. Today we're talking about Narusa, the money would go to the father. Just one other little point, and that is we talk about giving her her ksuba, we don't mean the full amount of the ksuba. Let's say this ksuba was that of a psula, and you have to pay 200. However, Rashi says you wouldn't have to pay 200, you'd only have to pay the Toivis Hano'ok Suvasa. What means Toivis Hano'ok Suvasa? What's the likelihood that any woman, any married woman, is going to get a ksuba? So, let's think about this. She gets a ksuba if her husband dies first, and or if Chas V'Shalom, the husband gives her a get. What happens, however, if she dies first, then she doesn't get a ksuba. Moreover, what happens if both the husband and wife have arichus yomim? Eventually the husband passes away first, but it's 50 years later, or 80 years later. Right? They get married at the age of, let's throw out an example, 20 years old, and Baruch Hashem, both of them get to the ripe old age of 100, hopefully even more than that. So then, when will this lady get her ksuba? Only in 80 years. So anybody that wanted to go and do a ksuba futures, buy a ksuba now from the woman. The woman is very desperate for money and she sells her ksuba. How much is a person going to go and pay on a $200 ksuba? Maybe they'll pay $50. Maybe they'll pay $25 because there's a good chance she'll never get her ksuba. And even if she gets her ksuba, maybe only in 80 years. So that would be ksuba future, and that's what Rashi means, that since they wanted to deprive her of any ksuba whatsoever, though in fact, they wanted to go and kill her. So what's the din? In the case where they did not identify her, they're parted from paying, because obviously they're not going after her, they didn't even mention her name. However, in the second case, they wanted to deprive her. It's not depriving so much her as depriving the father, the Mishalman Mamoin, they have to go and pay the Toivis Hanos Ksuvasa to the father. The Yomer Rava. And now we have another Halach of Rava, which is almost identical. Instead of talking about an Eishes Ish, an Aram Ratha, we're now going to talk about a situation of Roiva Venirva. What's Roiva Venirva? The Chas V'Sholim, somebody lived not with an Eishes Ish, but lives with a Bahayma. So Vushtay, V'yomra, Ploini Rova Hashor. Two Edom come to Bezin and say, Ploini, Yankel was Rova. Rova means he lived with a Shor. Now we all know, if a person lives with a Shor, he and the Shor get Misa. Both of them. The Pasuk says, V'yes Abahayma Taharoigu. Not only the Roiva, but also the Shor. And the same thing, by the way, if the Behemah happens to be the Roiva, and for instance, there's an Isha who's near Ba'ath to this Behemah, same thing applies. So what happens over here? Plain Rav Ashar. Notice we did not identify who the Shar belonged to. We just said, Plaini Rav Ashar. So what happens? That Vahuz, when afterwards it turns out that these two Edom are false, they're Edom Zamanin, Neherogin, because they wanted Plaini to get Misa. Now, Kasha Zamam Lasis La'achiv, we give them the Misa, the English Shaman Mamay. They don't have to pay money because we don't even know who they would have to pay money to. I don't even know who the Shor belongs to. And even if we know who the Shor belongs to, but since they didn't mention his name, obviously there was no intent involved in trying to kill this particular Shor and to go and be Mazik, the owner of the Shor, because I don't even know who the Shor belongs to. So bottom line is, but the other hand, Shorisha Ploini, Ploini, Rava, Shorisha Ploini, we've now identified both parts of the equation, both the person who did this terrible maisa, as well as we've identified who the Shor belongs to, and the Edom wanted to kill both of them, Vahuzmu, and now there is Hazama, so Neherogin, they get Misa. Again, they wanted to go and kill that Plaini. Why? Because they wanted to deprive the owner of the Shor from the value of the Shor. They wanted the Shor to be killed. The Shor is worth $500. So they have to pay $500 to the owner. Mamun Lazet, Unafoshis Lazet. It's the same halacha. The similarity between the two halachas is so strong. Hasulamali, Hainoach. Why are we repeating this twice? All we've established, both in the first iteration of Rava and in the reiteration of Rava, is that when you've only identified one party, then you don't have to go and do anything vis-a-vis the other party because you didn't even identify who he or she or it is. So there's nothing to go and pay any compensation. So the same thing applies to Namarasa, if we didn't identify who she was. Same thing by Ishar, if we didn't identify. And if we did identify, and there's an owner, in the case of Nar Mirasa, the owner is the father. In the case of the Shar, it's the owner of the Shar that we have to pay, because even though there's normally the rule of Kamed Rabinei, but here, since it's Mamu Lezeh, and Nefosh is Lezeh, you gotta pay twice. So, Frank, why do I have to repeat the halacha twice? Everyone, Mishim Nekaboy, Baya Ilave. The reason is because on this second Shaila, the Gabi the Rav Ashar, we have an additional Shaila as well. Since we didn't want to ask the new Shaila before we introduced the background of the old Shaila, that's why we had to go and say the halacha number two, the Gabi the Ashar. So what was the new Shaila that they asked? The Boy Rava. Ploini Rava Shoiri Mahu. Ooh. You have two Edom that come to Bezdin, and they say Pliny, Yaakov, whoever it is, was Rava Maishar, meaning one of the two Edom said Rava Shar. The other one is a stranger. He has nothing to do with the Shar, nothing to do with the Pliny. But he came along and said, I saw it, and we gave Asra, where the Edom. So one of them is totally unrelated, everything is fine. However, the second one is related to the Shar. How is he related to the Shar? He owns the Shar. So what happens now? Now, me and Rina, Adam, Adam, Karav, Eitzel, Atzmoy, the Ain, Adam, Karav, Eitzel, Mamoinoi, Aitel, Mamrin, Adam, Karav, Eitzel, Mamoinoi. What's the Gemara Shaila? Remember, we had, and this is the reason why we brought these new Ravas, as I told you, because this is related to the Palginan Dibura Shaila that we have. Go back to the bottom of Tes Amid Beis. We had a situation where a person comes into Bezin and says, Ploini Rava Oisi Ravi Lirtsoini. I was maskim. This was consensual. The two of us lived Mishkav Zohar consensually. Said the Gemara, what's the halacha? Rava said, Odom Karav Eitzel Atzma Ve'en Odom Mesim Atzma Yivrasha. And therefore we're going to do Palginan Dibura. What means Palginan Dibura? We will believe this aid vis-a-vis Yaakov, the other guy who lived with him, Mishkav Zohar, but we don't believe him vis-a-vis himself. Adam Karveit Zalatzmai. It sounds very novel and very unique, but that's what Rava holds, that you can go and split the Eidus in half. Vis-a-vis the other person, he's a normal, regular aid. Vis-a-vis himself, however, he happens to be a Karev to himself. So on that part of Eidus, he's talking about himself, disqualified. Delete that portion of the Eidus. But vis-a-vis the other guy, Eidus is fine. And unfortunately, that other person will be killed because of this masa of Mishkev Zohar. Ah, so you can go and split Eidus. So now the question is, do you split the Eidus over here too? Because the person who is telling the Eidus, the Eid in Bezdin, he's talking not about himself personally, but he's talking about his Shar. Just as an aside, remember at the top of the Yomid, we said that this principle of Palgina Dibur is not only about himself, but the same thing is top line, Ploini Ba'al Ishti, Huva Achim Tzarif Lehargoy, Avaloy Leharga. What's the reason? Again, the Gemara says, because Palgina Dibura, and the wife is considered to be the alter ego, Plagufa of the husband, therefore Adam Karvei Salatzmoy, and bottom line is, we believe this husband, Legabe, the Ploini, but not Legabe Ishti, because Karvei Salatzmoy, again, Palgina Dibur. So have the same Shaila here, now Legabe the Shar. This fellow comes in bed and says, Ploini, Rova Shoiri, do I go and say that the Eidus is good vis-a-vis the Ploini, but the Eidus is no good vis-a-vis the Shar, Palgina Dibura, because Adam Karev Eitzel Mamoinai. Or do we say, no, this Klal of Palgina Dibura, we can go and split up the testimony and say, it's only effective vis-a-vis Ploini, but not vis-a-vis himself. Question is, does this also apply to a Shar? Do we say that we don't believe him vis-a-vis himself? And therefore, when we say himself, I mean the Gabi's own Shar, and the Shar will survive, or do you say no? That you don't say Adam Karvetzel Mamoinai, and the Shar will also be killed. You're not Palgin and Dibura. So again, me I'm reading Adam Karvetzel Atzmei and Adam Karvetzel Mamoinai is not a Karvetzel Mamoinai, and we're going to go and kill the Shar. I Dilma I'm reading Adam Karvetzel Mamoinai, that a person is Karvetzel Mamoinai, and therefore, just like we're not going to kill him by the Masa Mishkav Zohar, we're not going to kill the wife by the Ploini Bo Alishti, we're not going to kill the Shar, because Adam Karveitz Lamoina. Everything more Bosa Baye, the Baye Hodr Pashta, once we were asked the Shaila, then we were Poishit the Shaila. What will we Poishit? Adam Karav Eitzel Atzma Vein Adam Karav Eitzel Mamoina. A person is Taka Karav Eitzel Atzma. We say Palgina Dibura, but here in the case of the Shar, we do not say Palgina Dibura, and therefore says Rashi, we go and kill the Shar, Ashar Yisakel. Okay, with this we concluded of Yosef and Rav, and now we go back to the Mishnah. You remember the Mishnah, we had a machloikis, the gabei makis, or malkis, whether it's bishloisha, or with 23. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Amru, b'esrim bishloisha. Now the question is, what's the makar of the 3? What's the makar of the 23? Zakti mara aminu animidi amravuna makrat, says in the pasuk, ushvatum. If you have the Torah or Hashalim, it's Ois Aleph, or number 1, Ki Arib Bein Anoshim, there's a fight, B'nei Israel and Mishpat, they come to Bezin, Ushvatum, Shvatum means V'shoftu Oisam, the Bezin now was Shoifit, was Dan, the 2 of them. V'tzik was a tzaddik, which is a Russian, they decided one of them is a tzaddik and one is a Russian. Now what does the Gemara learn from Ushvatum? Vishaftu Oisam. Vishaftu comes to tell you, Shnayim, there has to be a bezin of 2 Dayanim. However, Vein Bezin Shaku, we know the famous rule that you can't have a bezin Shaku. So therefore, what's the din? You add 1 more. Harakan Shloisha. That's the time of the Tanakhama, the Mishnah, Makas Vishloisha. Frank Timura, why do you stop at the word Ushvatu? Keep on going. Elamiyata bitziku hatzadik, v'hirshu es arosha. Why don't you say shvatum is 2? Hitziku is 2. Hirshu is 2. Add it up together, you have 6. Add 1 more, ein bezin shakun, you have 7. Elamiyata bitziku shnaim, hirshu shnaim, harikan, shiva. Why do you stop after shvatum? Everything I'll tell you why. Hohumi boi lekini ula, diyama ula, remez la'edim zamma minatoira minayin. How do we know a remez, some sort of allusion to Edom Zamim, as Yomar is going to say, from our pasuk, if it's secret, it's tzadik, v'shiu, it's a rush. But before the Gemara has a chance to finish its sentence, immediately the Gemara screams out, remez, la'edom Zamim? Do I need a remez, an allusion? There's a befeirish pasuk in the Torah, v'ksiv. What do you do to those people that unfortunately were made falsely? Vasisim loikasha zamam lasis liyachiv. Shtei befeirish the din of Edom Zamim. I need an allusion, a hint from a different pasuk. Says Yomar, you're right. And the remez Edom Zamim shaloikin minayin. How do we know that Edom Zamim get malchus? Edom Zamim get malchus? I didn't know that. I thought Edom Zamim is always vasisim loikasha zamam lasis liyachiv. If they wanted to go and cause the other person to pay money, they gotta pay money. If they wanted to cause the other person to get Misa, they get Misa. What is this din of Malkus? Says Rashi. This is the Gemara at the very beginning of Masechtas Malkus, which we're going to learn in Mi'at Hashem after we finish Sanhedrin, maybe Sanhedrin and Shavuos. But regardless, first Mishnah Masechtas Sanhedrin, not Sanhedrin, Masechtas Malkus, talks about what happens if 2 people were made about a fellow, that person is a cholo. How is he a cholo? Because they're made that he's a ben grusha. His father, Taki, was a kohen, but the kohen unfortunately married grusha. The kohen and grusha had a child, and that child is a cholo. After that, 2 other edim come on the scene and say, "How do you don't even know this fellow? For the last 50 years you've learned to live together with us in Chicago. You never even met this guy. How do you know that his father married a grusha?" So all of this is baloney. So this is a classic case of Edom Zamim. Now what happens if the 2 Edom themselves are Kohanim? Would we say, "Oh, since they want to get that other Kohen and make him into a Chalal, let us say the same thing about him, that these 2 Edom we should make them into Chalalim?" The answer is no. You don't say kasher zaman to go and cause a kohen to become a cholot. So what punishment do we give him? Ah, we give him the malchus. And that's what these 2 psukim are coming to tell you. Remez la'edim zamim shaloikin minayin. Dechziv et zikos etzadik v'shiyas harasha. And the pasuk continues on. V'hoye im bin hakois harasha. So now Zigmara says, Mishum did stikos a tzadik v'shiu as a rasha v'hoi in bin hakois a rasha. Let's think about this for a moment. The pasuk says you have a riv, you have a fight between 2 people. The bezin decided that one is correct and the other one is incorrect. Oh, so because of that, v'hoi in bin hakois a rasha, give malchus to the rasha. Fine. the Rosh is a bad guy, you have to give him Malkus. But what does that have to do with a tzaddik or a tzaddik? Even if there was no tzaddik involved, it was just the issue as a Rosh. That's how Rashi seems to learn. You don't need the extra ingredient of a tzaddik or a tzaddik to go and say, give Malkus to the Rosh. The tzaddik really is limalev leimoyrit. He's irrelevant to this situation. The Ramban goes one step further. The Ramban says, if we're talking about tzaddik or a tzaddik versus a Rosh, then obviously we're talking about, that's not obvious, but it would seem to be we're talking about a litigation between a plaintiff and a defendant. This is civil litigation. In fact, that's how the pasuk begins. Ki yariv bein anoshim. There is a machloikis, there's an argument. That argument presumably involves, for instance, you stole money from me. I lent you money, you didn't return the money. You are mazik me, you are mazik my property. Whatever reason, the two are in bezdin. So then, Vitzdikur is a tzaddik, one part is the innocent party, the other one, here she is a Russia, the other one is guilty. So if he's guilty, he has to go and pay. So what does this mean, how you been hakis a Russia, that you're going to go and give Malkus now? What does Malkus have to do anything? We didn't say that the person ate chazer. We didn't say that the person was Machal Shabbos. What we said over here was that there was a litigation, one won and the other lost. Ella, Pshat in the Pasuk is, we're not talking about the two parties, the Riv Bein Anoshim between the plaintiff and the defendant. Ella, we're talking about Edim Sheshiu as a Tzadik. We're talking about the worst tackle litigation. And what happens, what? That Edom came, and they were Mashiach as a tzaddik. They said about the tzaddik that he's the bad guy, and he's the one that has to go and pay. They also Edi Achroni Vitzdik was a tzaddik to Meikara. And now two new Edom say that the first pair of Edom, Imanu Isa, and therefore the tzaddik was a tzaddik all along. And you guys, meaning the first pair of Edom, you're bad guys that you said bad against the tzaddik. And now we're Matzdik as a tzaddik. And now they, meaning the Edom, they're the new Rishoyim. And in a situation such as a cholol situation, like we said before, that the Edom, we're not talking about money, but they were talking about the Yankel, a Beryl was a Kohen, and that he married a Gerusha, and the child is a cholol. What do you do in such a case? So therefore the Yitzdik who is a Tzaddik is an essential element here, because we had Edom Zamim that originally were Hirshiu as a tzaddik, and now we have the new pair of Edom that are Matzdik the tzaddik. In such a case, oh, you're Edom Zamim, and we cannot be Mekayim Vasisam like Asher Zamam. You go and give Malkus. That being the case, that's the reason why I cannot go and add another 2 and 4 to the Shvatum to say that you need a Bezin of 7. But rather, I use the tzaddik or tzaddik, which you said, Rosh, to tell us the din of Edom Zomim, Loikin. Frank, the more of a tape claim, me loisane, these loisane, to sechaposikin, the aseris adibris. If you look at ois dalid, loisirza, loisinov, loisignov, loisane, breyacha, eight shaker. These two Edom were oina, eidesheker, breyacha. They said false testimony. So being that that is the case, in a case where I cannot be Mekayim Vasisim like Ashazom and Lassas the Achiv, just go and give them Malkus because they're Oiver and Laisana. Why do we talk about we give them Malkus based on its Tikos Tzadik Vashiyos of Russia? Everything we should have a Lav Shalai Shein by Masa. Laisana is a Lav Shein by Masa. Mechalav Shein by Masa ain't Loikin Olav. Because there's no Maisa. All they did is they would testify. That's not considered to be Maisa. I'm sure some people that are listening will say, yeah, there are other Gemaras that say, Akimus Svasayim have a Maisa, Taka Emes, but our Gemara is not going with that other Mandiyama. And in fact, there is one Mandiyama, Rabbi Yehuda, that holds in all cases, even a Lav Shein B'Masa, Loikin Olav. So again, our Gemara doesn't go according to that Mandiyama. In fact, if you look at the Tosfos, which is parallel to our Gemara here, b'cholav she'im b'mais ein b'kenolav, afil Rabbi Yehuda and Islay b'chol dr. b'kenolav, asi hay shenuya, to meidim zomim yalof le Rabbi Yehuda, etc. Anyway, so there is a Rabbi Yehuda, the Islay b'chol dr. b'kenolav, as well as there are those that hold that Akima Safayim have a Maisa, and therefore it's a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa, not a Lav Sheyim B'Maisa. Okay, back to our Gemara. So this was the Makar. So anybody asks you, what's the Makar that my Malkus is Bishloisha? Because it says in the Pasuk, Ushvatum, and then the Pasuk continues on, V'hoye im bin hako yisarashka. Zokimor Avayitza, what about Rabbi Shmuel? Let's say, now Mishnah, be Esrim Ushloisha. Anyone who gets Malkus, you have to have a Bezin of 23. My time, Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Abaye. As Yerosha, Rosha, Michayov, and Misois. We have a Zayda Shabbat. Ksivacha, V'hoye im bin hako yisarashka. Bin hako yisarashka means you're giving him Makkus, you're giving him Malkus. He's called a Rosh. Uksiv Hasam Asher, who? Rosh Alamus. Where's this Pasuk? If you have over here, Ois Hei, of the Torah or Asholim, number 5. V'loi Sikhu Koifer Lenefesh Reitzeach, don't take Koifer. Nefesh Reitzeach, who? Rosh Alamus? Ki Mois Yumas. What happens if you have a Reitzeach that killed someone, and now we want to take him to Bezin, and we want to go and kill him? So what happens? This Reitzeach is a very wealthy individual. And he goes back to the family of the victim. And he says, Rabbi Yisai, if I am killed, you don't get any benefit. You get kind of an emotional benefit. But you don't get any physical or financial benefit. I'll give you a benefit. How much was your son worth? $10 million. I'll give you $20 million. And let me off the hook and let me live. Says the Torah, no. That if you have Chas V'Shalom a Rasha, a Lomus, what's the din? Don't leisikhu koifer. Don't take any money. Anyway, so we see that legabe Ritzeach, we call him a Rasha. We see legabe a Malkus, person who did an Aveir, who's getting Malkus, he's called a Rasha. Mal alon b'yesu mishloisha, just like by the Rasha Lomus, it's 23, like we had in the beginning of our Mishnah, in the beginning of our Masechta and Daf Beis, that the Shoftu Eidah, the Tzilu Eidah, is 20, and then Ein Bezin Shakul, because of the fact that you have to make sure to go and kill someone, you have to have a majority of two, not just a majority of one. You remember we learned that back in the first Mishnah. So just like by Eretzech, you need 23. Okay, so very simple Zeret Shah. Rava Amar, Rava says something very novel. Malkus v'mokim misa oimedes. Rava says Malkus is like a form of misa. In fact, Rashi goes through the cheshbon of the three out of the other four misois and says, add this one to the list. So according to Rava, when it's saying Shmone Esrei on Yom Kippur, don't say Arba Mises Bezin, but you say Chomesh Mises Bezin. In addition to the Skila Sri for Herig V'Chanek, you have also Malkus. It's a form of Misa. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in our Gemara. If you look at the Rashi 3, third of the wide lines, all the way down below, Malkus v'mokim misa imenes, the kim in the over alas, horiz boirai, he violated HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command, roi hu lamus, you go and violate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command, even if it's an elav, she'ein boi misa, it's a lav of eating chazer, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't eat chazer, and you ate chazer, you decide, you deserve to be killed. U'misezu konas alav akosid, this misa of Malkus is a penalty that Kadosh Baruch Hu assessed on the individual. It's just like any other misa. And add parenthetically, all of these are misa's besin. Is habinami Malkus ki'achas min misa's. Add number 5 is the Malkus. Okay, so getting back to our Gemara. If according to what Rava said, the Malkus of Mokam Isa, Ihochi Umdana Lamali. Why do we have to have an Umdana? Umdana means every time a person gets Malkus, you don't automatically give him 39 lashes, but you call all the doctors and the medical professionals and you ask him, would this person be able to survive 39 Malkus? And they have to take a good look at him and look at his medical records. Presumably they have to give him an EKG and figure out the vitals and all that to determine whether or not he could survive a full 39. So Frank Timura, Umdin Alamli, what do I need that for? Lemechia, let's give him Pech up to 39. Vimois, if he dies after Lemushel, 21, 25, 30, Lamas, let him die. After all, you just told me the Malkus of Mawaka Misa. Okay, so worse comes worse, he dies. It's no worse than the other four Mises best. Amalei, so he answered him, said Ravashi, back to Ravach Bered Rava. Amakra says the Pasuk, V'nikla Achichali Einach. What does that mean? V'nikla means he should be humiliated, your brother, Einach, in front of your eyes. What's the expression, Achicha? Ki Machis, Agaba Dechayi Machis. What the Torah is telling you is, make sure that when you're giving the pet, he's Achicha. Achicha means he's still alive, he's your brother. Once he's dead, he's no longer your brother, he's dead. Maybe the word achicha also suggests a lashon of chai, the word of achicha shteit chai. But pashup shad is that even that you're supposed to embarrass your brother, but you're only embarrassing your brother if your brother's still alive. Once the brother is dead, number one, he's no longer your brother, and number two, he no longer has any shame or humiliation, he's already dead. That pasuk tells you that make sure that when you're giving the pet, you're giving the malchus, he's your achich. He's still alive and he's not going to die. Fakti bel hadasanya. If that's the case, have a braisam du le kabel esrin in makan oisai ele makas ruyas lihishtalish. What happens if the doctors say he cannot survive 39, but he could survive 20? Do we give him 20 malchus? And the answer is no. Because you have to malchus ruyas lihishtalish, which means it's sets of three. We're going to learn more about this later on in our Masechta. Why is it sets of three? Because two of the whippings, two of the lashes, are on the person's back, and one is on his front, on his chest. So therefore, a combination of 2 plus 1 is 3. So, ein makan oisei el makas ruyis lishtalish. The kamehain, so how many do we do? The 20 is an even number. It's not an odd number. So we give him tamnis three, you go and give him 18, because 18, you do 6 times the 2 in the back, 1 in the front, 6 times 3, 18. Ah, that works. But we don't give him 21, because he might not survive the 21. According to the doctors, they say, we made an umdu the kabbal eser. By 21, Chas v'Shalom, he's going to die. So, Frey Timara, Lemechya, why don't we taki give him eser mechada? Taki give him 21. Ah, he'll die after number 21. V'chimayis, Bahach Choda Blamus. If he dies after number 21, let him die. Because after all, Rava said Malkus is just a form of Misa. Ah, you're talking about Nikla Achicha. Doki Machas and Gabad Achayaka Machas. When we're administering lash number 21, he is still alive. He'll die after 21. Because they said, Amdu, that he can accept 20 lashes. Amdu, yes. So 20 he can survive. So give him the full 20, he's still Achicha. When you give him the 21st, you're administering a lash to Achicha, to your brother. So then that's fine. After that he's going to die. Okay, but I'm not administering any more lashes. And therefore that should be permissible. Amalei amakra v'nikla Achicha leinecha. Acha shaloka Achicha be'ina v'leka. The v'nikla Achicha leinecha is not only during the time that I'm giving him Malkus, but even after I finished the final Malkus, it should still be Achicha. Oh, if you're telling me that after 21 he's going to die, he's not going to be Achicha anymore. Therefore, that's why we give him 18 and not 21. But that doesn't shlug up Rava. Rava still holds that Malkus is a form of Misa. We continue the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ibra Chodesh Bishloisha, as well as Ibra Shana is Bishloisha. And then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says about Ibra Shana, you have to have 3, 5, and 7. We're going to talk about Rabbi Shimon Gamliel shortly, but in the meantime, we're going to focus on this Ibra Chodesh Bishloisha. And the Gemara is now being very, very literary when it says the word Ibra Chodesh. What does that mean? Chishev loiketani, kiddush loiketani, ela ibur. Okay, so what does he mean by that? Chishev would mean to make the cheshbon whether we should be ma'abr the chodesh. Ibra chodesh, as you all know, means that a chodesh should be 29 days. The reason why it should be 29 days is because the lunar cycle is 29 days and a half, and then a whole bunch of sho'os and chalokim. And therefore, in general, if we were to go and make months based strictly upon the lunar cycle, every 29 and a half days, we should start a new Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the day. But that's not the way we do it. Rather, Kiddush HaChodesh is, or the every time you have a new Rosh Chodesh, it always ends. Rosh Chodesh always begins at the conclusion of a previous month, and that prior month was either a 29-day month or was a 30-day month. And that's why we keep on alternating between 29 and 30. And because it's not exactly 29 and a half, that's why some years you have to have more, for instance, 7 30-day months and only 5 29-day months. Or could even be 8 and 4. Okay, so that all depends on how many, the cycle and how that all works out, the cheshbonos. So bottom line is, says Gemara, since it says Ibra Chodesh V'Shloisha, it doesn't say Chishuv HaChodesh V'Shloisha, Tetzachos, that making those cheshbonos of how many, whether we should make a 29-day month, a 30-day month, apparently that does not require 3 Tayyar. Kiddush V'Ketani, it also doesn't say the term Kiddush. Now what mean Kiddush? Says Rashi, that as we know, every single month in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, at least in the earlier days, they would go and wait for 2 Edom to come and say that we sighted the brand new Levana. We'd ask them a bunch of questions, and after the Bezel was satisfied that what they said is correct, then they would say, okay, Makudish HaKodesh. But it doesn't say in HaMishnah Kiddush either. El Ibur, the woman's Ibur. Ibra Chodesh, says Rashi, means Mashma. I'm looking to Rashi about a third down the Amid. El Ibra Chodesh Mashma Shetzorach Shloisha Loimar Meuber HaChodesh. You have to have a bezin of 3 to go and say Rabbi Isai, the prior month which we just finished, Lemashal Chodesh Kislev, that was a full month of 30, and now we're starting a brand new month of day number 1. So therefore, under normal circumstances, day number 30 would already be the, if the prior month was a Chodesh Chaser, day number 30 would already be the Rosh Chodesh of the next month. If, however, the prior month was a Chodesh Mole, where you had 30 days, then the next day after that would be Rosh Chodesh, which would be on day 31, vis-a-vis the previous month. Right? The previous month was either a 29-day month or a 30-day month. If it was a 29-day month, then day 30 is Rosh Chodesh, first day of the new month. If, in fact, however, that Chodesh was a Chodesh Mole, then what happens is that the prior month was a 30-day month, and the real beginning of the new month is on day 31. We make 2 days Rosh Chodesh. But in terms of counting the new month, that's always on the second day of Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, what our Gemara is telling us, L'choyre, is on that 31st day, the Bezin will declare and say, Rabbi Isai, the prior month was a Chodesh Mole or Chodesh Mu'uber, and now day 31, we're starting the brand new Chodesh. So that's what it sounds like is the Pshat in the Mishnah. So Frank Timar, I don't understand why by Ibra Chodesh you need a declaration of Bezin. Loi l'kadsha umameila li'aber. The Gemara is assuming that on a regular Chodesh, when I say regular, when the previous month was 29 days, and now 2 Edom have come and run into the Beis Midrash and say, Sanhedrin or Bezdin HaGadol or Bezdin, we got good news. We went and we saw the brand new Levana. Oh, so once they ask them a bunch of questions, we interrogate them, and we find that whatever they said makes a lot of sense. Mekudesh HaChodesh. So when would that be? On day 30. So for Eitei Mara, what happens if they were not Mekadesh the Chodesh on day 30, but rather it went another day? Now, Shevi Al Ta'asa, what do you need to go make any declaration? It's clear cut to everybody that since there was no Kiddush HaChodesh on day 30, it must be because that Chodesh was a Chodesh Mole, a Chodesh Mu'uber, and now on the 31st day, it's a Mele, it's going to be now Rish Chodesh. I don't need a declaration. Your point is well taken. Go and change the word Ibra in our Mishnah. Read into our Mishnah Kiddush HaChodesh. What means Kiddush HaChodesh? That in fact, on day number 30, when we have interrogated the two Edom and they've said, yo, we saw the new Levana, What's the din? If the Beis Din is happy with their Eidus, then they'll declare Kiddush HaChodesh. How many Dayanim do you need to make that declaration? 3. So don't be Goyris Iber, be Goyris Kiddush. And Abai brings a right time. I have a Braisa which is explaining the Mishnah. Kiddush HaChodesh. The Iber HaShana is Bishloisha, Diver Reb Meir. Oh, so I see Kiddush HaChodesh is 3. And that's what it means in the Mishnah. Don't read Iber, read Kiddush. Amarava, Sarava says Abaya. It's a beautiful pshat. Va'iber k'tani. Abseshet nishka kiddush. Shteitach ibur. And therefore, Elo Amarava, kiddush b'yoyim ibur is b'shloisha. Acher ibur leka kiddush. What does that mean? Says Rava, kiddush b'yoyim ibur. Yoyim ibur means the 30th day of the month. Why is yoyim ibur the 30th day of the month? Because that's the day that if the chodesh is a chodesh malei, that is the day that causes the Chodesh to be a Malay, because that's day number 30. So therefore, if you're making Kiddush B'Yoyim Ibur on the 30th day, that you're saying that the prior month was only 29 days, and now today is day number 30, it's going to be day 1 of the brand new month, it's Rish Chodesh, then Mishloish, you need 3. Ba'achar Ibur, however, if you're talking about day 31, which would be the day after a chodesh mu'ubur, after a chodesh malay. Oh, it's already 31, then, like a kiddush, then you don't eat kiddush, like the Gemara said before, because mameil liyaber. And in fact, mani rablot rabtadik, he descended blot rabtadik oimer. Im loy nira bizmano, if no edim came to testify that we saw the chodesh, the new levana bizmano, ein mekachin oisoi, don't make kiddush on day number 30, Shekvar Kitshuba Shemaim, back upstairs in Shemaim, they were ready Mekadosh. So when do you have to be Mekadosh? Only if it's the next day, on day number 31. That's when you're going to go, forget. You make Kiddush on day 30, if Nira Bizmanoi, and you had to aid them, you make Kiddush on that day. But if Loi Nira Bizmanoi, and we're on to the next day, today, number 31, and Mekadosh, no, he said, don't bother being Mekadosh, Shekvar Kitshuba Shemaim. Just like the Gemara said before, there's no need. So that's how Rava learns Pshat. He learns Taka like Abaya, that our Mishnah is referring to Kiddush, but he's saying it's the Kiddush beyond Ibur. And that's the Kiddush of the Mishnah. When are we going to go and be Mekadosh the Chodesh? Only if it's a Chodesh Choser, and then we're going to be Mekadosh on the Ibur day, meaning on day 30. But once you hit day 31, don't bother. It's Meila Mekudish. So we have two pshatim. Pshat of Abaye, pshat of Rava. Rav Nachman Omar. Kiddush Acher Ibur Bishloisha. B'yoyim Ibur Leka Kiddush. Mani Flemoyi. What the Gemara is saying is, Flemoyi disagrees with what we said before. And he says that if it's a regular Chodesh, since the Derech Klal on day 30 is Rish Chodesh, so therefore, once 29 days pass, whether or not two Eidim come on day 30, I'm not going to say Mekudosh HaChodesh. I'm just going to allow things to go the way they're supposed to. In other words, that day is Rish Chodesh. It's only if we didn't have any Eidim. What? No Eidim came. Yeah, that's right. No Eidim came. So we had to go and extend the month one more day, 30 days. And now we're on to day 31. Now we're going to be Mekadosh the Chodesh and let everybody know, Rabbi Isai, the prior month was not a Chodesh Chaser, it was a Chodesh Malay or Chodesh Mu'ubur, and now we're being Mekadosh Acher Ibur. Acher Ibur means on the 31st day, and then we use Shloish. But we have Ibur Lekach Kiddush. But if it's the regular normal month of a short month of 29, where Chodesh is on day 30, don't bother being Mekadosh, and that's Flamoy, Desanya, Flamoy, Oimer. Bismanoi ein mekachinoi soy. It's only shaloi bismanoi, then mekachinoi soy. So that was pshat number 3. Ravashi amar li oilam chishuv ktani. Really, our Mishnah, even though it uses the term ibur, it means chishuv. Oh, my ibur. Chishuv the ibur. To be mechashuv, to make the cheshboinish, should we be ma'aber the chodesh or not? Why would we be ma'aber the chodesh? Why we would not be ma'aber the chodesh? It could be reasons for Yarkaya and Mesaya. In particular, if you're talking about whether we should ma'abr Chodesh Elul and make it 29 days or 30 days, that would push off potentially Rish Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei a day. Why would I want to do that? It would depend on when Yom Kippur comes out. Because if Yom Kippur comes out, L'mashal, on Friday or on Sunday, of course, according to our calendars, that cannot happen. But the reason why we don't want that to happen, because if Yom Kippur came out on Friday or on Sunday, what happens if there were Messiah? Nebuch, a person passed away, Rachmanu Litzlan, on Friday Yom Kippur, you wouldn't be able to bury him on Yom Kippur. You can't bury him on Sunday. You'd have to, on Shabbos, you'd have to wait until Matzah Shabbos. Or if a person passed away on Shabbos and Yom Kippur is on Sunday, you can't bury him on Shabbos or on Sunday. So Nebuchadnezzar is going to lie around for 2 days. For those 2 days, unfortunately, there's going to be terrible deterioration. There's going to be a terrible stench. It's going to be terrible humiliation, Nebuch, of this mess. So therefore, that would be the reason to either push up or push back the Tishrei, Chodesh Tishrei, by adding or subtracting from El, either making El 29 days or 30 days. So those types of cheshbonos we need the Bezin to sit on. How many Chavri a Bezin? Says our Mishnah, you need 3. That's what Rav Ashi said. Rav Ashi am Olam Chishuv, Umay Iber, Chishuv the Iber, to be Mechashiv, to make the cheshbonos. Ah, you're going to say, so why didn't it say Chishuv? Why did it say Ibur? Why did the Kabbalah miss the Ibur Shana? Tananami Ibur Chodesh. Just like after that, the next 2 words in the Mishnah are Ibur Shana. So we also say Ibur Chodesh. Chishuv Chodesh in Kiddush Chodesh Lai. Lemaisa, therefore, we need a Bezin to decide the Cheshbonus of the Chodesh, but we do not need a Bezin of 3 to Mekadesh the Chodesh. And our Gemara holds that you never have to Mekadesh the Chodesh. Neither if it's a short month or if it's a long month. You never have to be Mekadesh. Says Yimara, Kiddush Chodesh Loi. Mani who's this for Blazi, the son of Blazi, Oy me bein bezman bein shalom is mani, Ey Mekadesh no Yisrei Shanem, Mekadesh from Eish Nasa Chamishim Shana. That's talking about the 50th year, Yoivul year. Shana Mata, Mekadesh, we have Mekadesh Chodesh, but a regular Chodesh, you do not have to say Mekudesh Chodesh. So come to Chodesh Rabbi Yisrei, we have now 3 separate mandiyamrim, the Gabi Kiddush HaChodesh. One mandiyamr, this final mandiyamr of Blazer says, you're never Mekadesh the Chodesh. Number 2 is Flamoy that says, you're not Mekadesh the Chodesh Bizmanoi, but you're Mekadesh the Chodesh Shulay Bizmanoi. In other words, you're never Mekadesh the Chodesh on day 30, but you are Mekadesh on day 31. And then you had a blood rub tzaddik that holds pink fat carrot. You're only Mekadesh on day 30, and you're not Mekadesh on day 31. 3 separate mandiyam. Now that was Remeir. Shem Gamliel says you start off Bishloisha, and then you continue on with 5, and then you continue on with 7. Right? The Loshen and Mishnah back in that phase was Bishloisha Maschilit, Chamisha Noisin V'Noisnin, V'Goyimrin B'Sheva. Now this is talking about a Shana Mu'uberis, not a Chodesh, we're talking about an Iber Shana. You start off with 3, Noisin Noisin by 5, Goyimrin B'Sheva. And now the Gemara explains in greater detail how does that work. Tanya. Kain said, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, B'shloisha Maschil, B'chamisha Noisim, B'noisim, V'goyimim B'shiva. We start off with the following. We initially have 3 Dayan. Now, should we be Ma'abr the Shana and add another Chodesh Adar or not? Echad Oymer Leishiv, U'shtayim Amrim Shaloi Leishiv. One person says, let's sit in judgment on this issue to decide whether we should Ma'abr the Shana. The other 2 say, don't bother. Clearly, we should not be Ma'abed Hashanah. So there's nothing to talk about. Then, Batal Yachid B'mi'utai. Then that one Yachid is Batal. You have Roiv, Achri Rab M'Hatoi. It's 2 against 1. And therefore, we're not even going to think about being Ma'abed Hashanah. What happens the other way around? Shnayim Oymrim Leishev, Yechonam Shalei Leishev. 2 say, yeah, let's sit in judgment and make Cheshbonos. Should we not? The other one says, no, don't bother. So then it's 2 against 1. Again, we go and Batl Yochid B'miyutai. And we are going to be Yoishiv to decide whether we should go and be Ma'abed Hashanah. So now that we've made that initial decision of the 3 Dayanim, 2 against 1, Vaisif Aleim Oishnaim. Now we add 2 more, we make it a panel of 5. V'noisim V'noisim B'dover. Now the 5 talk to each other and they deliberate and make cheshbonos and calculations. Is it a good idea? Is it not a good idea? And now what happens if after the deliberations we now have a vote? It's a 3-2 vote where 3 say, don't bother, this is not the year. Maybe next year, but not this year. So there's nothing to talk about further. three defeated the proposal of the two, and therefore we're not going to be ma'abed the shana. But what happened to the other way around? The decision was 3-2 that we should be ma'abed the shana. Don't take the five and have them be makadish and make that decision, but you have to add two more. The minyan that makes the final decision is seven. From our Gemara's mashma, the additional two have nothing to do with the deliberations. They are handed a fait accompli, meaning that the five have already decided 3-2, we're going to be ma'abed the shana. However, the declaration, a proclamation, has to be made by seven. Therefore, you bring in two more to make that decision. Now, you're wondering, where did these numbers come from, the 3, 5, and 7? Hani shloisha chamish v'shiva kenegin mi. It's pligi bar v'yitzvah nachmeni v'chad di'ime. It's a machloik between your v'yitzvah nachmeni and v'chad di'ime and someone with him. Umanu, who's that person with him? Reb Shimon ben Pazi. Others say just the opposite. V'yamil Reb Shimon ben Pazi. V'chad di'ime and someone with him. Umanu Reb Yitzvah nachmeni. Okay, so we have now a machloikis either between Reb Yitzchak ben Nachmeni and Reb Shimon ben Pazi, or Reb Shimon ben Pazi and Reb Yitzchak ben Nachmeni. There's no difference, of course, in the two versions. The only reason why the Gemara has these two versions is who was the major figure and who was the minor figure. According to the first Lashon, Reb Yitzchak ben Nachmeni was the Choshev member, and Chadime also Choshev, obviously, the Gemara is bringing him, but not on that same level. That was Shimon ben Pazi. Others say, forget Reb Shimon ben Pazi was greater than Reb Yitzchak ben Nachmeni. Okay, but what's the machloikis about the 3, 5, and 7? Chadom kineged birchas kehanim, just like birchas kehanim, if you start off, Yivrach Hashem Yishmeracha is 3 words, Yor Hashem Panu Belecha Vichuneka is 5 words, Yis Hashem Panu Belecha Vyosim Chashalayim is 7 words. Just like that's 3, 5, and 7, here's also 3, 5, and 7. Chadom ha-shloish kineged shem riasaf, chamish maroi pnei ha-melech, shiva roi pnei ha-melech. Now, before we continue on, what's the inyan ma inyan shmita etzel har Sinai? Ma inyan birchas kehanim to the din of the Ibr Hashana. So, Shishtetin Svarim, who's the one that says this? This is Ion Yaakov. Ion Yaakov is one of the Choshuva Meforshim in the Ein Yaakov. Ein Yaakov, everybody knows Ein Yaakov is a compilation of all the Agadites and Shas. Says Ion Yaakov that just like by Birchas Kehanim, the Pasuk says, the Samu Shmi'a B'nei Yisrael, V'ni Avarachei, and I will bless them. Now who is, or I will bless you. So who is this Avarachei referring to? Is it Machlokes in the Gemara, where this is referring to the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you, Kehanim, are blessing Klal Yisrael, and therefore now I will bless you. But other Madiyamim say in the Gemara, no, that the Kahanim blessed Klal Yisrael, and now Kodesh Baruch Hu says, and I am maskim, and I am barachim, and I will give my own bracha in addition to the Bichas Kahanim. And so therefore says, in Yaakov, that the Bezin Shalamata has made that decision, whether we should be Ma'abra the year. Maybe Kodesh Baruch Hu is not happy that we're Ma'abra the year. Kodesh Baruch Hu is preparing that Pesach is going to be in another month, and now you're pushing it off a month by adding another Chodesh Adar. So I might think a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not happy. No. Just like Birchas Kehanim, Abani of Archeim, a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I will join in the Kehanim's bracha. I will go and be maskim, and I'll join in to the decision of the Bezin Shalamata to go and add the additional bracha. That's a Birchas Kehanim. Now, what is the second Madi Amar? Shloish Kinek Shem Riasaf, Chamish Baroyi Pnei Melech, Shiva Roi Pnei Melech. What is this referring to? So these are different levels of officers in a government, and the reason why the Gemara brings these lishoynis is because we're quoting Tzukim. If you go back to the last 2-3 lines of Rashi, where Rashi says Shloish Kineged Shem Yasaf Kaleim Ashkachla De Malchusa De Ara Shloish Memunim VeChamish Memunim VeShiv Memunim. We find here in the Malchus De Ara, meaning down below here, that in every normal government you have 3 levels of officials or officers. And Rashi brings, Gimel kineged shomri asaf etzidkio in Malachim, kabi godes mizuradim, basanam mishkachas, and there too we find in Malachim, chamish maroye pnei ha-melech, ubachashveirosh ashkan shivasari parasim modai. Oh, says Rashi, v'ibrishonim itachsisei malchishamayimu, liyashiv seder hashonim al-mechoinon, Ibishana down below is similar to what's going on upstairs in Shemayim. Because in Shemayim, presumably, they also have a Bezin that's making the decision whether we should or whether we should not be Ma'abed Shana. Kaviyochel, Ba'ishlam, Ma'i Shamala. Anyway, so therefore, we want that the Malchus down here below, the Malchus here represented by the Bezdin that's making these decisions, should be parallel to the Malchus Shemayim. And therefore, just like over here, we have in the in Tanakh this union of three levels of officers in Malchei Ara, 3, 5, and 7. When we are doing now the mission of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Malchus Shemayim, we also have this 3, 5, and 7. Zokti Gemara Toni Rav Yosef Hanishloish Chamish Shiva Keneged. In our Gemara it says Shloish Keneged Shem Yosef Chamish Mariam Ben Melech. It really should be Keneged Shloish Shem Yosef Chamish Mariam Ben Melech and Shiva Roy Pnei Melech. Amli Abai Rav Yosef Ada Idna My Time Le Parshlan Marochi. Abai was so overwhelmed by this beautiful pshat of Rav Yosef. He said, Rav Yosef, how come you never told us until now that this inyan of 3, 5, and 7 is keneged Shem Yasaf, Marei Pnei HaMelech, and Roi Pnei HaMelech? Amalhus, Rav Yosef said to Abaye, Le'avi Yidana Zitzrichisu. I assume that you knew this on your own. You didn't ask me. Mi Be'is Minoy Milzim V'Amalechu. Did you ever ask me a shayla and I didn't answer it? If I would have known that you needed this information, I would have told you a long time ago. I assume that you knew the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin and Daf Yud. That's why I didn't tell you. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful day. Have a good Shabbos, a Friday, and Hanukkah. Mi'at Shem to be continued Sunday morning.